Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a very interesting video, and it's called Why Scout Mindset is Crucial to Good Judgment. So basically, the speaker is teaching us to be to avoid being subjective and try to be objective all the time so that we can judge things from a rational point of view. So let's take a look at today's sentence. I mean, I know it's really short, but I think it's really important. Even I sometimes fail to notice this. So let's take a look. We need to learn how to feel intrigued instead of defensive when we encounter some information that contradicts our beliefs. We need to learn how to feel intrigued instead of defensive when we encounter some information that contradicts our beliefs. 我们首先来看的是 intrigued 这一个字。 Intrigue 呢是好奇的。那我有时候会觉得这个字好像有一种就是勾起你的好奇心的感觉，像是说。 像有时候你可能可以说, Wow, I'm intrigued. How did you manage to handle all those things when you're studying? 就是说,哇,你真的勾起我的好奇心了。你读书的时候呢,是怎么办到这么多事情的? 那它的副词呢,则是intriguing, 则是说令人好奇的,就是令人引起好奇心的。 像是说, There's an intriguing statue over there. 那边的雕像呢,非常让人家就是引起好奇心。 再我们来看defensive, defensive呢指的是防御的, 那它用在一个人的身上说一个人非常防御的, 就是说一个人的防御心非常的重, 像是说, That little girl has been very defensive ever since her mom passed away, 就那个小女孩自从妈妈走了之后呢, 对任何人的防御心都非常重, 就是没办法卸下心防这样子, 那它的动词原形呢则是defend, defend 则是防御或者是保卫的意思。那它还有另外一种说辞是，就是很袒护一个人，像说 Why are you defending her when she's clearly doing the wrong thing? 为什么就是她做错事情的时候呢？你还要这么偏袒她？就可以用这个 defend。那跟它的反义词呢，则是 offensive。 Offensive 指的是冒犯的，像这边的 o 呢是发短音的音，重音在 f e n 的地方 offensive。 像是我们可以说, she's being very offensive when she criticizes people. 她批评别人的时候呢,冒犯了非常多人。那她的动词原形呢,一样是 offend. O呢,则是发短音,耳的音一样, offend. 像是我们可以说, she is offended by how much time her boyfriend spends on Pokemon Go. 她男朋友真的花太多时间在玩Pokemon Go了, 所以她因此就是生气。 再我们来看encounter。 Encounter呢, 指的是遭遇或者是经历的意思, Encounter, 终于在 C-O-U-N这个地方, 那发out的音, Encounter, 那我们最常讲遭遇到什么东西的时候, When you encounter any difficulties or obstacles, 就是遭遇到困难或者遭遇到瓶颈的时候, 都会用encounter这一个字。 那它的名词呢，则可以用encountering 后面加 ing， 像是我们就可以说 ，Her encountering of pickpockets in Paris was very depressing. 她在巴黎就是被扒，或者是被偷，这件事情非常令人泄气。那我们看 counter 这一个字 ，counter 除了我们熟悉的柜台啊，比如说 the kitchen counter， 就是厨房的柜台，也可以说是相反的。像是我们会讲 clockwise 是顺时钟。 Counterclockwise 则是逆时钟，或者是说 his opinion on euthanasia was counter to hers. 他对安乐死的想法呢，跟他相反。再我们来看 contradict. Contradict 指的是反对或者是相违的意思。那这边呢，重音在 dict, tra 呢是发短音，耳的音。像是说 what you're doing contradicts what you said before. 你现在的所作所为呢，跟你之前所说过的事情互相违背。那 contradictory 呢，形容词则是指对立的或者是矛盾的。那它的名词呢，则是 contradiction， 指的就是矛盾的意思。最后我们来看 belief，belief 的 l i e 这边是发 e 的长音。belief。 Believe 呢，指的是信念的意思，就是这边不只是相信，而是指说长久以来一个人所抱持的信念或者他长久以来所相信的事情，像是说 It is his belief that kindness make the world go round. 他长久以来呢，一直抱持着就是你对别人。 的善会让这个世界更美好的信念。那 believe 呢，则是指信任或者是相信的意思。那通常就是比如说，如果我们说 I believe you 跟 I believe in you 有程度上的差别。 I believe you 通常就是说，诶，你可能在说某一件事情，你在想办法说服我，就说好了好了，我相信你说的话。 I believe you, I believe what you're saying。 可是如果说 I believe in you 的意思，通常就是说对一个人让他可以增加信心，比如说他觉得他做不到这件事情，你就跟他说 It's alright, I believe in you, 我相信你做得到。所以就会给人家一个 confident boost 的感觉。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. We need to learn how to feel intrigued instead of defensive when we encounter some information that contradicts our belief.